Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 13 Club podcast. This is a post-mortem episode, and I am joining you with Miranda.
That's me. Our post-mortem episodes are like little mini-sodes, just in case this is your first time tuning in.
We're kind of like, I'm going to be honest with you guys, we're kind of a little messy today because I'm sick, and we're also like having technical difficulties, but we're going to do this.
It's not even like, if y'all have like been with us long enough, you remember like our early episodes, technical issues, and it's not even like on that level. Like, I feel like we're not messing with like catastrophically bad audio or anything.
It's just, I honestly think it's probably a combination of Discord being a jerk, because it just is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to leave the chat and come back to the chat like probably 5 times when we have long gaming sessions, because they just stop hearing me and they're like, you're muted, and I'm like, I'm not muted, but they can't hear me. And then the other thing is, if you have a different mic, Windows is notoriously terrible at dealing with audio drivers.
Right.
So even if your audio is working on Mixpad, that doesn't mean that it's going to be able to accurately give that information over to Discord.
If that makes sense. Yeah, surprise everybody, I was going to use a different mic today, but it doesn't matter.
You still will later.
Yeah, it'll be there.
We
jinxed ourselves. I will go first. My postmortem is a two-parter in that it's like two sentences and then an actual kind of like a postmortem type thing. So, I actually, I must not have looked very hard at when I did this last time, but I finally found what happened to the Yandere stabbing girl.
Okay, I've been wondering.
Yeah, we talked about, like, well, like, what happened next? And I was like, I don't know, I couldn't find it. But I found it. Let's see, on, I believe, December 5th? Early December. The presiding judge handed Takaoka, age 21, the prison term for a crime that he described as selfish. He added that she had a strong intent to kill. Prosecution had sought a 5-year term. The judge also said it is difficult to justify a suspended prison term. Prison time is unavoidable. Previously, she had reached an out-of-court settlement of 5 million yen with her victim, but I guess they decided, no, she needs to go to jail instead. So, she is in jail. Or she has been sentenced with 5 years in prison. I don't know if that's anything like the American prison system where you can, like, get time off for good behavior or, like...
Oh, I have no idea how the Japanese prison system works.
Right.
I've looked into it before because there was an animal abuse case that really upset me.
Mm-hmm.
And the person ended up getting off with, like, almost nothing because of some kind of, like, bureaucracy stuff. And I have no idea how that works.
Right. But I guess the best I can say is she was at least... I think they tried to give her 5 years. Whether she'll serve 5 years or whether... I don't know, but prison time is what they were looking at. So now we know.
That's what happens when you stab someone. You know, I don't want to talk about me too much, but I was thinking about that, actually, because over the... I guess weekend before last, I had an accident with glass where I, like, really cut my arm badly with glass. There was a broken glass, and my husband was cleaning it up, and we were trying to get the dogs out of it, and I just bumped into him, and, like, I bumped into him, and I almost didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was cut so deeply that you could see, like, my subdermal layers, and I was like, wow, it really is that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even feel it.
Right.
But, like, imagine how much blood, imagine how intense that was, with someone purposefully, like, using a knife, like, it's gotta be horrific.
Let's hope we never have to be on the other end of that knife, so to speak.
I'm fine now, by the way. 911 was called, but I'm fine.
And we're all so glad. My other little postmortem thing is actually something I just found this afternoon. This is a thing that happened in November of 2019, so it's still pretty recent. But it's just so bizarre and crazy. I felt you guys might enjoy hearing about it. There's a couple of different articles and posts that are out there for it. I accidentally found some pictures I didn't want to see, but I chose to go with a BBC News article to just share with you guys, because I didn't have the patience to polish a Google Translated article for you.
It's not that kind of week.
Yeah, it's just not happening. So this article is entitled, Russia Professor Admits Murder After Woman's Arms Found in a Bag. So, Oleg Sokolov, age 63, was drunk and fell into the river as he tried to dispose of body parts, Russian media said. Police then found the decapitated body of Anastasia Yashchenko, 24, at his home in the city of St. Petersburg. Professor Sokolov is a Napoleon expert who has received France's Légion d'honneur. He has admitted his guilt. His lawyer, Alexander Pochiev, told AFP News Agency, adding that the historian regretted what he had done and was now cooperating. He lived with Ms. Yashchenko in a flat by the Moika River in St. Petersburg, and they had been together for 3 years. They were experts on French history. She was a postgraduate student at St. Petersburg State University and had co-authored some works with him. They both enjoyed wearing period costume, with him dressed as Napoleon, and participated in historical reenactments. Professor Sokolov was treated in hospital for hypothermia after rescuers hauled him out of the icy water early on Saturday and is now in police custody. He is suspected of having killed Ms. Yashchenko with a sawed-off shotgun before dismembering the body. A stun pistol was found in the backpack, along with the woman's arms. The shotgun, knives, an axe, and ammunition were also found in his apartment, Interfax News Agency reported. Professor Sokolov reportedly told police he had killed Ms. Yashchenko during an argument and had then sawn off her head, arms, and legs. He is said to have planned to get rid of the body before publicly taking his own life while dressed as Napoleon. Some students at the university quoted by Russian media described the professor as eccentric, and a woman student said she had complained to the police about his behavior previously. A St. Petersburg local counselor and former student of the professor, Vasily Kunin, has tweeted that he raised concerns about Professor Sokolov's behavior, but the university authorities did not act on his complaint. More than 2,000 people have now signed an online petition demanding an inquiry into the university management and the history faculty's director. According to students quoted by AFP, Professor Sokolov enjoyed speaking French, did impressions of Napoleon, and called Ms. Yashchenko Josephine and asked to be addressed as sire. Ms. Yashchenko had moved to St. Petersburg to study from Krasnodar region in southern Russia and was a postgrad student at the time of her death. She was quiet, sweet, and always the ideal student, an acquaintance told Russia's RIA news agency. Absolutely everyone knew about their relationship. And I gotta tell you, I mentioned before I found some, like, real unpleasant photos. There were some photos of her in life there also. She was drop-dead gorgeous. Not that that, like, means anything necessarily.
And she was with a man who liked cosplay Napoleon.
Yeah, but she was stunningly beautiful. Like, she was gorgeous.
I haven't seen him, I just know that he was getting the better end of that deal.
She could do better. She could absolutely do better.
And then also maybe not get murdered by someone else.
Not, I don't want to imply that, like, because she was beautiful, like, that's the only reason she, like, didn't deserve to die. Like, nobody does, obviously, but, like, man, she was...
No, but we're just wondering why ugly men have the audacity, okay? How do they have this fucking audacity?
How does this happen? Let's see. Russian media report that her mother is a police lieutenant colonel and her father a school PE teacher. The papers are full of details of the murder, this tragic and gruesome tale of a brilliant and young student shot and dismembered by her 63-year-old former professor-turned-lover. In these accounts, Oleg Sokolov emerges as a historian whose interest in Napoleon bordered on the obsessive. He had a glittering CV as a respected expert on French military history, who had been visiting professor at the Sorbonne. He was also a major figure in the world of historical reenactment. One friend told Komsomolskaya Pravda newspaper... Komsomolskaya Pravda newspaper... The professor had organized costume balls and picnics as well as recreating battles, but organizations he's been linked to have now scrubbed his name from their websites. Anastasia Yashchenko's 3-year-long affair with a married professor was common knowledge at the university. Friends say she was a top student, highly intelligent, who shared her professor's love for Napoleonic history. One person described the professor as eccentric, but not aggressive. Others claimed he considered himself Napoleon reincarnated. Anastasia's brother told RBK Media that she called him in tears in the early hours of Friday morning, saying the couple had just had a furious row sparked by the professor's jealousy, and she was planning to spend the night in a student hostel. At 1:49, the two spoke again, and Anastasia told her brother she was fine, and that's the last anyone ever heard of her. Professor Sokolov was also a member of France's Institute of Social Science, Economics, and Politics, which on Saturday said it had removed him from his position on its scientific committee. We learn with horror the atrocious crimes of which Oleg Sokolov is allegedly guilty, it said in a statement. We could not have imagined that he could commit such an odious act. And that's pretty much it on that article. But I thought it was real weird. Like, it would almost be kind of funny if it wasn't so, like... Yeah, right.
When we were living up in Virginia area, my mom was the secretary treasurer of the Victorian Society.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of events, and like we did a lot of like very accurate period sewing projects. And my mom is like an absolute boss at that. She like makes the most beautiful pieces. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my point here is that we had a lot of real weirdos in the Victorian Society, and I could absolutely see a couple of them killing a woman. Absolutely.
Oleg Sokolov. O-L-E-G S-O-K-O-L-O-V.
Well, I found him. Alright.
And then you can see this, like, gorgeous woman that he's with.
What? That's him?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this beautiful lady.
I know.
She looks like a princess.
She literally looks like a real-life, for-real princess.
She looks like, oh my god, she's so beautiful.
I know.
Why was she with this?
And her name, idiot. If you want to look at like other pictures of her specifically, it's Anastasia Yashchenko. But she was like a runway model, gorgeous.
Yeah, she's insanely beautiful. And he is like
a turd.
He is an just, like, an ugly old man.
You can leave that in the podcast.
He's obviously much older than her.
Yeah. Well, I think they said, what, she was, like, 24 and he was, like, 63 or something?
Yeah, she's... That's... I mean, it's always a shame when somebody dies, but it's a shame that girl felt like she needed to date that idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate him. I hate him a lot.
By all accounts, she was, like, bright and bubbly, super-duper smart. Everyone that, in things that I read, had nothing but, like... the highest praises for, like, her and what she could do going forward. And her life is over at 24. Because of a guy who has a literal Napoleon complex.
Yeah. That's such fucking bullshit.
That's so crazy.
Makes you wonder, like, why... Why she wanted to be with him.
I know.
But I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm enough of a romantic that it's always, like, you know, sometimes love is just weird that way, but it's hard not to think that, like... Come on, girl.
Yeah. When you started saying St. Petersburg at first, I was like, oh, because you had sent me an article earlier this week of somebody found a decomposing human head in St. Petersburg, Florida,
uh-huh.
Which is where I live. And at this moment, I don't know a lot of info about it, but I was going to follow up on it since they do live here.
Right. Well, you know, you can keep us posted.
Yeah.
Right. And I will tell you guys...
And I was probably not responsible.
Yeah, probably. Asterisk.
Probably.
I will tell you guys, and I'm not at all encouraging you to go find it, but the things that I found were... I absolutely found, like, a picture of her decapitated head. I did not mean to. I wasn't trying to. I'm not saying you should look it up.
Did you find it on Reddit or what?
It was on Reddit. It was a link... Somebody posted a link to an Imgur post, and it was somewhere on Reddit. I'm just saying, if you're that kind of person and you like to see that kind of thing, it is available.
I mean, I don't like to see it, but I love to punish myself.
I didn't,
you know?
I wasn't trying to, but then once I saw it, I was like, well, I'm already here. So that's my topic.
That was horrific.
You're welcome.
And I'm sad. But you know, ain't that just the way. 2020's been shit, so why not add that one?
That was 2019. That was how we that's how we kicked it off. Everything's been downhill since she died. Since we took the princess out.
Yeah. That might be true. So mine is a Snopes article, but I'm gonna say that this Snopes thing says that this is, like, a rumor and it's false, and I'm not convinced, but I will give you the article because it's detailed.
Okay.
So, I actually was tipped off by you.
By me?
It sounds like I said I was ticked off by you.
I mean, I probably have ticked you off before.
No. There's a big, like, conspiracy, and it's, like, people are calling it the next Pizzagate already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it is, the question is Wayfair, like, Wayfair the furniture company, trafficking children via overpriced items? And I'll just read the article, and then I'll weigh in.
Okay.
In July 2020, some social media... They put this up quick, by the way. Like, yeah. This article is so... Like, that's why I picked it, because... Wow. Good job, Snopes.
I'm astonished to hear you say that Snopes had an article up about it, because I just saw it today from, like, a tweet thread that was posted, like, last night. So this is, like...
I believe this article was, like, literally published today.
Nice.
It is. It's the 10th. Right.
Yeah.
And it was updated already once.
Damn. Okay.
In July 2020, some social media users accused the furniture store Wayfair of trafficking children. This gravely serious accusation was not based on police reports, firsthand accounts, financial records, or deep investigative reporting. Rather, it was based on the fact that some of the items on Wayfair were listed at exorbitant prices compared to other similar items. This rumor appears to have originated on the conspiracy section of Reddit on July 9th. The Post noted that Wayfair was selling utility closets from WFX that were priced at more than $10,000 and offered child trafficking as a possible explanation. That post, like so many other conspiracy theories, offered this notion as a mere possibility and said that it would be stomach-churning if true. And there's a quote, and it says, "Is it possible that Wayfair is involved in human trafficking with their WFX utility collection, or are they just extremely overpriced cabinets? Note the names of the cabinets. It makes me sick to my stomach, if true."
Mm-hmm.
The post led users to comb the Wayfair website in search of other oddities. One Twitter user, for instance, found a set of pillows and shower curtains that were listed for $9,999, as similar items on the website were only listed for $99. This person assumed that the only logical explanation was that the higher-priced item was being used to traffic children. They wrote, "If you search Bungalow Rose, a bunch of shower curtains and pillows show up, priced at $9,999. Wayfair is fucking trafficking children, what the fuck? Same with the other things. They all have big price jumps, like $10,000. Wayfair also supplies furniture at ICE detention centers," which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck them for that.
Yeah.
But... where children are going missing from, which is, like, I'll get into it, but that's where, like, my biggest comes from.
Right.
"Generally speaking, the images showing expensive cabinets of large price differentials on pillows, shower curtains, and other items on Wayfair's website are real. However, it takes quite a leap in logic to arrive at the conclusion that this is evidence that the store is engaged in child trafficking. In fact, the more we pondered this claim, the more nonsensical it appeared. Would a large business really use their official website to allow people to purchase children online? As these items are available to anyone with internet access, wouldn't it be possible for someone to accidentally become involved in child trafficking? Why would a child trafficking operation use a method that would be so easy to track? This claim is largely based on the idea that $10,000 is simply too expensive for a cabinet, and there has to be some other explanation, child trafficking, to justify its cost. In a statement to Newsweek, however, Wayfair noted that these were industrial-grade cabinets and that they were accurately priced. Wayfair said that they temporarily removed these items as the accompanying descriptions did not accurately explain the reason for the price point. Wayfair told Newsweek in a statement, "There is, of course, no truth to these claims. The products in question are industrial-grade cabinets that are accurately priced. Recognizing that the photos and descriptions provided by the supplier did not adequately explain the high price point, we have temporarily removed the products from the site to rename them and provide a more in-depth description and photos that accurately depict the product to clarify the price point. We reached out to Wayfair for more information about the expensive pillows and shower curtains, but have yet to receive a response." As this rumor circulated on social media, people chimed in with additional evidence, they put it in quotes, of Wayfair's supposedly nefarious activities. For instance, some claim that searching for the stock keeping unit number, SKU, associated with these items on the by the term SRC USA on Russian search engine Yandex returned images of young female children. This is bizarrely true. However, searching for just about any random string of numbers preceded by SRC USA returns similar results. We reach out to Yandex for more information on the SRC USA search term, and we'll update this item accordingly. I doubt they're going to respond to you. I'm just going to say that now.
Yeah, good luck.
Others claim that these products carried the names of children who had gone missing. One cabinet, for instance, appeared on Wayfair, the Annabelle 5 shelf storage unit. This, according to proponents of this theory, corresponded with Annabelle Wilson, who had gone missing in Kansas. While this may seem suspicious to those seeking a pattern, it should be noted that roughly 800,000 children are reported missing every year. In other words, the fact that some of these product names were the same as the first names of children who had gone missing could easily be nothing more than a coincidence. Furthermore, some of the missing children cases in this theory attempted to connect to Wayfair have already been solved. The Olivia shelf, for example, was supposedly connected to Olivia Navarro. This autistic child went missing at age 3 in 2013 and unfortunately was found dead shortly after she went missing, having drowned in a nearby pond. The claim that Wayfair is trafficking children is based almost entirely on one person's confusion over an expensive cabinet. This conspiracy theory, like so many conspiracy theories, started with a wild and unfounded assumption that would be sickening if it were actually true. As of this writing, there's absolutely no credible evidence that has been offered to back up this accusation.
I'm not sure I totally buy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Call me...
I'm with you on that.
I get my tinfoil hat out, but... I don't know the Olivia one that they are referring to in here, but the ones, so I looked at this as well, some of the ones that, like, the Yaritza storage cabinet, and
I was gonna say there's a
missing girl, Yaritza Castro, who's been missing for, like, 1 month as of our recording today.
And how many people are named Yaritza?
Right, Annabelle is one thing, but Yaritza, and then there's the Samia 5 shelf storage cabinet, and they're like, oh, these are industrial grade, blah 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 blah, and they're right. If that photo, what they have up on the website, is in any way supposed to indicate something is industrial grade, like, nice try. What it looks like is they took the same image and threw it up like 20 times with different names and different price points. And I saw
which is weird.
Somebody pointed out, and I can't find it now because the like Twitter thread I was looking at has updated so much because so many people are responding to it. But there was somebody pointed out that items that had names that sounded Hispanic or Black had lower price points than very white sounding names.
Dear God.
Fucked up. Right. I don't know. Yes, it sounds absolutely outlandish. Of course I would be an idiot if I didn't say, like, wow, this, like, sounds a little much. But I just, like...
Yeah, but if you had told me that half of the events that occurred in 2020 were going to happen back in 2019, I would have said, that sounds like a little much.
Right, exactly.
Like, we are entering a new universe of crazy.
Also, what's better than hiding something in plain sight?
Exactly, I was just going to say that. I was like, I don't know that they wouldn't. And also, you don't know how this sort of is convenient for a certain customer base. And then there were a couple people that were reportedly worked for Wayfair, and they were like, yeah, they had some shady practices with these, like, super overnight don't check the box situations.
Oh.
And some boxes were absolutely huge, and there's just a few other things. I feel like the reason why I even brought it up is because we can kind of cover it as it unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's like a really creepy thing, and although Snopes is like, there's absolutely no evidence, according to people on Twitter, the FBI actually did open a case.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yes.
I am definitely interested to see how that pans out. And also...
Because they called the human trafficking tip line,
mm-hmm.
and they were told that a case would be opened.
That's...
And I mean, that could just be like,
we'll open a case.
Okay, your complaint is received.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, it seems weird to me that this would happen. And then the other thing is that, like, people were saying, like, oh, it's kind of a marketplace, so anyone can put stuff up. And it's like, but they looked it up, and Wayfair owns the trademark for WFX, who was selling the stuff.
Right.
And it is odd also that, like, as soon as it was called out, they just deleted.
Yeah, they tried to wipe it clean completely. And as to, I now remember what I was going to say. as to what they said in the Snopes article about, like, oh, doesn't this seem like it would be a little too easy for somebody to accidentally get caught up in human trafficking? And, like, bitch, I am never accidentally going to click on a $12,000 shelf. I am not that wealthy. I am...
Well, and then, like, most people are savvy enough shoppers to see that an item that is the exact same image is going for $200 on Amazon, mm-hmm. and they're just going to buy it there instead. Like, right. nobody's going to... it's like, you know, on, like, Etsy, like, I used to run an Etsy shop, like, sometimes you, like, back in the day, you couldn't just, like, reserve an item, so you would just, like, put it up for a weird price point, yeah. just to say it was, like, reserved for them, and there's a lot of websites that do that, where they will just, like, put something up for, like, Bungie does it a lot with their, like, certain items, they put it up in the store, and that it'll be $1 million, and they don't actually expect anyone to buy that.
Right. I actually had a similar thought as well. It's like when you go to buy something, and they have to make a special listing for you, and it's, like, a weird price, and the image is, like, reserved for Miranda, do not buy unless yeah. you are Miranda, or whatever, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this... And then I saw, like, I don't know where the picture came from, and I tried to go back and look for it, but I think it was just linked on Twitter, but it was just, like, a picture of children being packed up for, like, shipping, because I know that this is not the first time that... Like, I know that children have been shipped before.
Right.
And it's just, like, horrible to see, which I know it's, like, obviously it's a horrible concept, but when you see it, it doesn't feel good inside.
No. I just, the whole thing weirds me out. Maybe we'll see more from it. Maybe this will all turn out to be nothing. And I saw someone compare this, I think I commented on it or posted about it somewhere, and someone was like, well, let's not Boston Marathon this. And I was like, I don't know. I would rather err on the side of caution if I think kids are potentially being harmed. If it turns out to be nothing, yeah. if it turns out to be nothing, at worst, like, Wayfair has to do some damage control, but they didn't do
it. Also, you know, their statement was complete bullshit. Like, their statement doesn't make any sense.
I haven't actually read their statement, but I can't imagine.
Well, I read it in the article.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, I mean, that might not be the full statement, but their quote from the statement doesn't make any fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we just noticed. We don't have, like, an entire, like, fucking staff that runs our website, but we just noticed. That did seem a little bit, not like what you're supposed to be receiving, so right. we deleted everything. We didn't adjust the price points, we just deleted
it. No, yeah, we didn't fix the problem, we just took it all down. I'm looking at, as we're having this discussion, I'm still scrolling through and, like, looking at some of the updates to the Twitter thread, and there's one, somebody has a screenshot for the Ava Catherine TV stand for TVs up to 58 inches. But then there's also a link for two sisters, Catherine and Ava, who went missing in 2015.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's...
It's so fuck... Like, I hope it's nothing. I hope this is nothing. I do not want this to be real, but that is so fucking sus.
The difference... They do spell Catherine differently. The, like, furniture that they're selling is Catherine with a C, and the girl who is missing is Catherine with a K. They like, change the Catherine of spelling. Like, yeah. And... Again, like, they said in the article, I'm willing to believe that some people who are investigating this maybe are pulling some stuff out of their butt, because it is easy to take certain names and pair it with just any missing child. It's the ones that are, like, matching kids that are missing recently.
Yeah.
That, like, freaks me out. The 2013 and the 2015 ones, like, surely, obviously, a child can be in captivity for a long time. And that's, like, fucked up, obviously shouldn't happen, but, like, it happens. But, you know, like they said, there are some of these maybe where the missing persons cases have already been solved, unfortunately. What worries me are the ones where these girls have gone missing, like, a month ago, you know, 6 weeks ago, and then there's something that matches their, like, weird, like, really, really specific name going for $50,000 claiming to be a cabinet.
Yeah, some of them were up to, like, $1 million, too.
Nuts. Weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. I fucking hate it, and I want to know I want to get to the bottom of this, and, like, I'm not tinfoiling so hard that I'm just, like, they're absolutely trafficking, but I want to know, like, this is odd, and I want to know what it is.
It's definitely enough to say, like, yes, their explanation is not good enough.
No.
So there needs to be, like, more to come of this. And I'm really glad you brought that up. I'm really glad you brought that into the show, so.
I think it's worth following.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated. I was going to say real quick, if anybody wants to try and watch this as it unfolds on their own, the Twitter thread that I initially found this through was by a Twitter user that was at @DarrianPerdue. And there are other people talking about it on Twitter. I'm sure it won't be that hard to find, but if you want an example of a place to start, that's where I found it initially.
I can link to the, like, r/conspiracy post, too, yeah, where people have been commenting.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys. You'll already have known about this if you listened to our last episode, but we actually got a sponsor.
We did. Did we mention it in our last sponsor? Episode?
We have never mentioned it. This is the first time, but actually, the episode that you're hearing before this will be the first time that we mention it.
Oh,
haha. We have been sponsored by Grinding Coffee Company.
Oh my god, you guys. And it's exciting.
Have you tried it yet?
Yes. So I ordered, they have such a huge selection of coffees to choose from that I, like, kind of could not make a decision. So I got a sampler pack for, like, different, like, country origin coffee blend. No, they're not blends, but coffees. And I've been, like, trying a new one every day and so I can, like, enjoy it over a long period of time. So far, I'm really digging the Brazil coffee that they had. I really like it. And then the Tanzania one is, a little bit of a, like, lighter taste. Not that it, like, necessarily matters. I don't...
My mom would probably like that one.
So far, I'm really enjoying what I've tried.
I ordered the cold brew stuff, but I didn't order it until recently because I actually thought I wouldn't be home. But I've ordered it, and I will let you guys know as soon as I get it. But for right now, what you need to know is that Grinding Coffee Company is a really rad company that is Black-owned and LGBT-owned and partnered. And they sponsored us because we are two bisexual ladies. Heyo.
Yep, that's awesome.
But it's cool because they have a really nice community that they're sponsoring, and we really appreciate it. And if you want to buy some coffee, the 13% off coupon code is just the 13 club, the XIII club.
Yes. So get 13% off and support your favorite spooky ladies, and also get some really amazing coffee.
And their URL is grindingcoffee.co, right?
Yes. So I really hope you guys get a chance to check it out. I'm not a coffee snob, but I love me some coffee, and so far, I'm impressed.
It's going to be a treat for me because I've been, like, budgeting a lot since we're down to one income, so I've been drinking, like, Cafe Bustelo.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to have a fancy coffee.
I'm excited for you. All right.
And then anything to do with the show, you can find on 13club.com.
Yes, absolutely. All right, thank you guys.